Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanas. This is episode 288, season 12. Today's date is December 17th, 2023, and welcome to the show. In today's program, I'm going to talk about vintage eggnog brand names that no longer exist. And then also I will talk about the three cartoon shorts that we see every year at this time on WGN TV Channel 9, Hard Rock, Coco and Joe, Susie Snowflake, and Frosty the Snowman. I've done this before last year and the year before, but this is a little different. I'm going to talk about which one I like the best. I'll discuss the history of them as well, but this, I'm going to rate them, you know, which is great, you know, and they're all great, but I'm going to go like 1, 2, 3. And we'll see about that. Okay. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Kmart. And here's a commercial from 1982. And this jingle, I played this jingle before, I believe. And it's kind of catchy. And a lot of people probably remember it back in the day. So sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, merry, merry Christmas from your Kmart Christmas store. Save on bowling balls and skirts, sweaters, rods and wheels and shirts.
Cameras, TVs, bikes and plants, handbags, bath oil, slippers, pants.
Mirrors, perfume, gowns and socks, toasters, roasters, robes and clocks. Candy, records, film and toys, it's Santa Land for girls and boys. Christmas spotlight, every face, that's Kmart's Christmas saving place.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Kmart from 1982. Your savings place. Dun, 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 dun. I love that song. Yeah, I remember they used to show this a lot on television. You know, this was during probably around when I was in high school and college. You know, and back in the day, Kmart was huge, very huge. It was busy. They had everything you want. It was an amazing store. I liked the store. The one I shopped was located at 71st Street and Pulaski. Yeah, it was a big Kmart there. My mom went there a lot. She really did. We had to go over the hill, you know, Pulaski Road. And at first she went to Dominic's. It was right there. My brother used to work at that one. I used to apply there. I didn't get the job, but he worked there for a time. And then she would go there, and then she would go to Kmart. And then she would just hop in the car and come home. It was so convenient. She says it was very convenient like that. And sometimes she went to the one on 95th Street that was down the street, way down next to the Jewel Grand Bazaar. The Jewel's still there. Kmart is not. No. And unfortunately, they're all closed. I think the last one was in Des Plaines up north that sort of linger on. There are a few scattered elsewhere in the United States. I think there are a couple in Mexico, I believe. I don't know, but I know there are none around here. So that's a shame. That's terrible. It really is. And when I worked at American Express Travel a few years ago, we had a count. We had the Sears account. You know, look what happened to them. They bought Kmart, I think, during that time. And that didn't work out. No. But, what are you going to do? So they're both gone, practically. That's what a shame. Times are changing, folks. They really are. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about vintage eggnog brand names that no longer exist. And also, I will discuss the classic cartoon shorts, Hard Rock Coco and Joe, Susie Snowflake, and Frosty Snowman. I will discuss their history and which ones I like best. Yeah, I keep repeating because I did this last year and the year before. When I started the podcast in 2021. So, you know, and funny thing, someone sent me a message yesterday and says, are you going to talk about Hard Rock, Coco, and Joe? Because I didn't mention it on social media. And I said, yeah, I'm going to talk about it. And she got ecstatic. She was like, oh, yes. Yeah, late last night, I posted, yeah, I'm going to talk about that. You know, not just the eggnog. So that's great. Before I get started, I want to mention one thing. It's not about my health, no. This is about the band Chicagoland Group. It has reached over 200,000 members. That is a lot of people. A lot of people. And that's like the size of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Like a population, like an entire city that's in this group. And I'm still adding people. This is what I do, in case people don't know. I have to go through the members to see if they're legit. You know, sometimes there are fake profiles. You know how that is. There's a lot of them. There's some from overseas. They're not, they're scammers. They're spammers. They're all kinds of goofy videos and some videos that I won't mention, they're very graphic and unmentionable and unnecessary, you know. And I have to be very, very careful. Sometimes they want me to sell stuff, you know, they're promoting. It depends, you know, if it's Chicago, it's something in Chicago that's really legit, yeah, I'll accept it. But nothing like, for example, or even charities, you know, like that. No, yeah, don't, I don't want that in my group. You could do it on your wall. You know, I'm sorry, but that's not the place for it. This is about history. This is for history. A lot of people, some people complain because I talk about my health. Well, the reason is I'm the admin and I say what goes, you know, I have a right to do that. And, about 98% support me, but 2%, no. They think I'm promoting my health for this, and that's not true. And or they, it's just some wise guys in the group. So I do very carefully. I take my time. You know, I'm the only one admin. I could get assistance if I want to, but if it's very overwhelming or like something new comes up, yeah, I will ask. You know, I'll ask a volunteer, you know, someone who is not too strict and not too lenient, you know. So, but I appreciate everyone's support. I thank you for joining the group. It is great. I get a lot of compliments. They love the site. It's not as much as my page when I first started. The likes have been dwindling over the past year and year or two, but that's okay. I don't know why. I have no idea. You know, maybe it's the algorithms of Facebook. It's kind of goofy. But for the group, I get a lot of well-known people that join, which is great. And sometimes I welcome them. Sometimes I don't. You know, maybe they don't want to be welcomed. You know, I don't want to embarrass them. I don't want to do that. You know, though, because they'll hound them. And I do, you know, sometimes I make friends with them. Sometimes no, that's up to them. You know, if they want to make friends with me, that's great. And what I prove up is something historical, something obscure, or like family photos. That's great. I love to see those. That's my favorite. I like to see family photos from Chicago's past, you know, like this year with the Christmas trees and the shopping and all that. Sometimes they get a little repetitive. I will not accept them because we've seen them so many times. You know, I don't want to do it. I mentioned this before. You know, I don't think people want to see the same thing over and over again. I don't accept politics, no political figures, no, because that leads to arguments or anything controversial. Like, for example, Migs Field, Maxwell Street, Al Capone, that is touchy. That is very touchy. I mean, I know it's historical, but people can't control themselves. They can't. Like my mom used to say, and I'm sure everyone's mother said, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. Just keep it to yourself. But, you know, these are people that are my age or older doing that. So what are you going to do? Okay. So that's it. So thank you again for joining the group. You know, I'm looking forward to more photos. I will post some more, especially Christmas ones. We want this group to be successful. I know there are a few Chicago groups that they have a higher count. There are a few, which I'm not in competition. No, I don't believe in that. It's fine. And so we want to make, I want to make this group clean, enjoyable, and something people will love, look forward every day to see. You know, it's like reading the morning newspaper. That's what I've been told by one of my members. All right, let's get started. I'm going to talk about vintage eggnog brand names that no longer exist now. Eggnog, you know, I like eggnog very much. There's pros and cons with eggnog with me and some people. The pros is, well, you only drink it once a year. It's very festive. It's good, you know, but it's fattening because they use heavy cream. There's sugar. There's like, ugh. But it's so rich, delicious, you know. And that's made of milk, cream, sugar, egg yolks, and whipped egg whites, you know, all together, you know, whipped up. I never had homemade eggnog. My mom doesn't make that. Yeah, or I know her friends don't make it. You know, Greek mothers don't make eggnog. I know that fact. I know a couple of Greeks don't even know what it is. So that's kind of funny. But usually you buy the store bought brand. Excuse me, not band. Brand. Yeah, you buy them in cartons. Sometimes my mom buys it, you know. But the problem is I'm the only one who drinks it. And I hate that. My family don't drink it. They don't like it. And sometimes when you make eggnog, you would add liquor. Yeah, you do. So, like, for example, you put brandy, rum, whiskey, bourbon. Also, you put a little nutmeg for taste. I tried nutmeg before. It's okay. Me, I like it plain. I'm not a drinker. Not really. I don't drink that much. I might drink a beer with my friends going out to dinner. Or like a very special occasion, I will have one. I'm not a wine drinker. Not really. I don't care for wine. I don't know what it is. I like champagne, which is weird. I drink champagne as New Year's Eve. I like that. And I would plan to have some, you know, at the end of the year. But I would just, I would have that. Starbucks makes eggnog coffee. I tried that once. It was all right. But I looked at the calorie content. I was like, whoa. it's like an ice cream. You put it on ice cream. It's like a whole big bowl of ice cream. You know, I've had eggnog ice cream. And it was good. I liked it. Anyway, so the brands that no longer exist, I'm going to read off some names at the top of my head and see if it just refresh your memory. Like, for example, there was Hawthorne Melody. I ought to do a podcast episode about that company. I haven't done it yet. So, you know, the dairy company that was up north, they made eggnog. Also, Bowman Company. Do you remember them? They were in business for a long time. Really, they really were. They were, you know, the milk company. You know, like both those companies delivered milk to your home. They did that. And also, and around Christmas time, they made eggnog. Also, Wanzer's. Yeah, Wanzer's. And Wanzer's was, they made eggnog as well. Very good dairy company. They were in business for a long, long time. And some people mentioned on Facebook, the milk was good. And so I never had those brands. No, I was too young, you know, or wasn't aware of them. And so Wanzer's made that. Also, Seal Test, you know, made the ice cream. Good ice cream. Borden's, you know, I think Borden's is still around, sort of. I haven't seen it here. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I know Dean's makes it. Well, Dean's is still around, but I'm sure they make, I'm sure they make the eggnog. You have to go to the store and check like that. Or any like local brand in Chicago that does make eggnog, you know, and but the ones I mentioned that don't longer exist, I mean, back in the day, they were like great, you know. Most people wanted ready to made, they didn't have time to make it homemade. And when they do make it homemade, it's probably fantastic, I'm sure. And then when you have company over, you know, you put them in a big punch bowl and you get the big ladle, you know. And it depends how much alcohol you put in. But sometimes people will request, no, I don't want that much. I don't want any alcohol at all, you know. But you would just run into the kitchen, or like somebody would make a separate bowl, a punch bowl of non-alcoholic and alcoholic. Or like that. Or if it's ready-made, you would just go there, go to your fridge, pour a glass and hand it to them. And they'd be happy like that. The thing about like I like about eggnog is, you know, I've been drinking most of the time, most of my life, is at night. It really makes you sleepy. It really does. And I drink like about half a glass. And they would drink, you know, very slowly. And it would make me drowsy. It really would, because it's dairy. You know, dairy makes me sleepy. It's like ice cream. It's like a tranquilizer. It's just like, you know, you drink and you're boof, you go to bed. So that's a good thing. I don't know if my mom's going to buy it. I don't know. Or maybe I will. But, you know, I'm the only one who drinks it. So that's okay. You know, but it's a great product. Let's see what else. But you after Christmas, you no longer see it. Unless it's half price. You know, they're trying to get rid of their inventory. But do you see it like during January, February, you know, rest of the months? Not really. They don't stock it. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Even the grocery stores that sold them were probably Jewel, Dominick's, Hilo, National Foods, Eagle. See, well, Treasure Island, all the grocery stores that were in the Chicagoland area. There were a lot of them back then, you know. I'm sure Jewel has them right now. I'm sure of it. Okay. Right now, I'm going to play a commercial, a Borden's eggnog. And it's from the late 1950s, early 60s, and it features Elmer and Elsie the cow and Beauregard. So, and they are talking about eggnog. So sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
It's holiday time, and Beauregard cries,
"Hey, look,
there's a snowman ringing our doorbell.
And Elsie says,
that's no snowman. It's Elmer with a surprise. Borden's Eggnog, the extra special holiday drink. Mmm, Borden's, very big on flavor.
Wow, Borden's Eggnog, now we can have a party.
Borden's Eggnog is the delicious holiday treat the whole family loves, right from the carton. It's made with lots of eggs, milk, and real sweet cream. Rich and creamy, better than the best milkshake you ever tasted. Mmm, Borden's, very big on flavor.
This is the only time of year you can get it. So ask Mom for Borden's Eggnog today.
So by Borden's, very big on flavor.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Borden's Eggnog. Excuse me. I used to see this all the time. You know, Elsie the cow, Elmer, you know, and Elmer too. I don't know how their eggnog was. Probably delicious, I imagine. Who knows? I don't know. So for the, lastly about the eggnog, you know, it's a traditional Christmas drink. It's been, goes back for a long time. And that started like way back in probably in Europe or something like that. You know, and some people said nog for short like that. And, you know, but now today, if you find eggnog, you won't find it with regular milk. You can find it with soy milk or oat milk or almond milk. I don't know how that would taste. I don't know. I kind of, maybe it's healthier for you, or you just can't have dairy, or you're like lactose intolerant. You know, so. So maybe someday I'll try it and see. I don't like oat milk. It tastes weird. What's the other one? Coconut milk? Nah. Soy milk I can drink. I can drink that. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, but I love milk. Yeah, you know, I drink it every day. You know, just one glass. You know, it's great for your bones and calcium. All right. Enough with the eggnog. Now we're going to those three Christmas cartoon shorts that have been shown on WGN TV Channel 9 in Chicago, Hard Rock Coco and Joe, Susie Snowflake, and Frosty the Snowman. First, I'll talk about a little history of all three. And Hard Rock Coco and Joe, they were also called the Three Little Dwarfs. That premiered in 1951. That, you know, running time is about 3 minutes, and it's a classic. They first aired in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, in WJAC. Then it came to WGN. I think a lot of people didn't know that. It was in black and white. It was created by a production company called Centaur Productions. And the artist was a man called Hua Ming Chang. He did that. And it came out, the songs, it was recorded, I know, recorded, it was also recorded by Gene Autry, you know, the cowboy star. And Joe didn't have a deep voice. Remember, like in the shorts, he goes, "And Joe." No. This was a high-pitched voice, and it was like a woman, you know, like a little child going, "Joe," like that. And, you know, remember the chorus goes like this, "Ole, ole, ole, o." Donner and Blitzen, away we go. Holy, 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 oh. I'm Hard Rock, I'm Coco, I'm Joe. Yeah, you get that. Okay, the first time I saw this was, of course, on Garfield Goose when I was a little boy. My earliest memory of watching that was during winter time, you know, Christmas time, and I used, and the Fraser Thomas was the host of the show. He used to present that, and it was beautiful. Oh, it was, you know, he put it on a little TV screen by Garfield Goose's counter. Is that what a counter is? I don't know. And he would show it, and then he would introduce that. He did that with the other shorts as well. And, you know, I remember a time when I was probably 5 or 6 years old. Yeah, about 6 or so. I don't know if I saw it in South Shore or in Roseland, probably Roseland. I first saw it, and I remember, you know, outside it was snowing, you know, and I think we didn't go to school because I think there was a big snowstorm at the time. And, you know, I remember, you know, because we waited to, if we're going to go to school that day. And my mom would do it like the old fashioned way. We have the landline. You would call the school and ask, is the school bus coming? And a receptionist would say, no, it's not coming. We have a snow day. You stay home. And we get excited, me and my brothers. And then we stay home, you know, we change out of our uniforms, and then we wear our regular clothes. And then we watch the, you know, the short, you know, we saw that, and it was nice, you know, seeing that, and it's snowing. It's a nice, cozy feeling. It really is. You know, it's beautiful like that. And that was the first short I saw, which was that. And it's something, when you go back and look at it now, it's kind of funny. the Santa Claus looks Asian. He really does, you know. But I didn't notice it when I was a kid. I'm sure everyone did not either. So let's see. So that's it for Hard Rock Coco and Joe. Now I'm going to talk about Susie Snowflake really quickly. It was a song written by Syd Tepper and Royce Bennett, and it was famous by singer Rosemary Clooney, George Clooney's aunt. And she released it as a single in 1951, and I think she's the only one that sang it. I don't know if other singers at that time sang it. Of course, it was created by the same production company, Centaur Productions, and also by the same, the animation was created by the same man. And it was also came from Johnstown, Pennsylvania, WJAC. And Rosemary Clooney re-recorded it in 1978. And, you know, she sang it beautifully like that. But when the short came on, you know, you have Susie Snowflake flowing around and, you know, and you sing together, Susie Snowflake, ooh, like that. She's flying across the sky like that. My favorite part is like, I think there was like a policeman. I think it's a policeman. And all the snow fell on him. Tap, tap, tap on the windowsill. You know, you can't get the song out of your head. So I love this one. I really do. Yeah. And they also play that on Garfield Goose every year for many years, you know. And it's wonderful. It really is. Now, Frosty the Snowman, that one's more famous. That's a popular song written by two men, written by Walter Jack Rollins and Steve Nelson. And it was first recorded by Gene Autry in 1950. And of course, later on by Jimmy Durante, who sang it in that classic anime special. Came out in 1969 or 70. And he sang it great, you know, but that's a great cartoon. And, well, you know how it goes, like Frosty Snowman, he was brought back to life, you know, with a top hat and coal eyes and a corncob pipe. You know, but this one was jazzier, a little jazzier than that. And it's like, that was the UPA studio, and it was animated, and it's like, thump, you know, it's like that. And Oh. And it goes thump a dee, thump, thump, thump a dee, thump, thump, you know, like that. And this premiered on 1955, yeah, and but it was 1950. But they started showing it on, of course, on Garfield Goose, then later on the Bozo shows and Ray Rayner. I'm sure the other two were shown as well. But so that was those three. You could still buy them on DVD. You can watch them on YouTube, or you can watch them on television every year. You know, and the Bozo, Gar, and Ray specials, they've been shown every year on Channel 9, hosted by Dean Richards. They're on maybe twice during the time. And maybe on and Thanksgiving. I'm sorry. They showed it on Thanksgiving and also on Christmas. And so you could DVR it. You could watch it live. You know, whatever makes you happy. You know. Or you could own it on DVD or, like I said, watch it on YouTube. And so what I rate about the show is which one I like the best. So here we go. I'm going to start with number three. Number three, I like Frosty the Snowman. It's great. It's a great cartoon, you know. And number two is Hard Rock Coco and Joe. Of course, number one is Susie Snowflake. Now, that is my favorite. Sorry, folks. But they're all wonderful. They're all number one. I love them all. And we all do. And watching those three classic cartoon shorts takes you back a time where everything was innocent, calm, you know, and carefree. And you didn't think about no problems in the world. It's just, oh, when you're a child, Christmas time is beautiful. It really is. And gives you a nice warm feeling. Okay. So that's it for this show. Let's do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about the vintage eggnog brand names that no longer exist, and also the three classic Christmas shorts. They are on WGN-TV, Channel 9 in Chicago, Hard Rock Coco and Joe, Susie Snowflake, and Frosty the Snowman. This podcast will be published later on today. Wherever podcasts are available, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, also Overcast, Breaker. There's another app. It's called Good Pods. I forgot about that. You know, I'm on it, but there's not much activity, but it is there if you happen to have that app. Also be published on my blog, fanchicagoland.blog. Also on my YouTube channel. Again, people ask me, where do I find your podcast? Go to YouTube. Do a search on YouTube, Band of Chicagoland Stories or the podcast. You will find it. Hit subscribe. Also hit following or subscribe on the apps. You will get a notification of new episodes and you can watch or listen. Well, mostly you listen on the YouTube, sorry. Also be shared on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Reddit, Threads, and Instagram. I'll have the links. You can listen to those. And on the YouTube channel, you can listen to previous podcast episodes anytime, any day, whatever is your liking. You know, if you have time, you can listen in the car, on your tablet, your desktop, your phone. You can also listen on, if you have streaming, Spotify has streaming, you can listen to that on your television set if you'd like. Yeah. I found that a long time ago. That's kind of cool. Okay. Also YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube, on your TV screen. Just hit you have the app. Okay. This is Pete Costanos, your host for Van Chicago and Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. Today is kind of a cloudy day, not too cold. I will not do a podcast Tuesday. I'm going to be busy. I got something to do, so that's out. Maybe one, maybe Saturday or Sunday before Christmas. Yeah, I'll do another Christmas one, so that'd be kind of fun. I have an idea what I'll talk about. I have something, so that would be fun. Okay. So here's bye-bye for me, and here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.